good news station.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. AP correspondent David Melendi reports federal health officials are looking into contact with an Ebola patient aboard a domestic airline flight.
The CDC says the second Dallas healthcare worker to test positive for Ebola traveled from Cleveland to Dallas aboard Frontier Airlines Flight 1143 on Monday night, and she showed symptoms of the disease the next day, yesterday. Normally, people with no symptoms are not contagious, but because the flight was so close to when she did get a fever, the CDC is asking all 132 passengers from the flight to call 800-CDC-INFO to help determine if there's any risk.
The president of the West African nation of Guinea is appealing for retired doctors to return to work. It's part of an effort to help the country's overstretched health system fight the deadly Ebola outbreak. Many health workers in Guinea have fled in fear of the disease, complaining of a lack of equipment to fight it. This is USA Radio News.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
The sell-off on Wall Street is worsening, with the Dow Industrials more than 400 points lower in afternoon trading and the NASDAQ Composite more than 100 points lower. The S&P 500 has been down by more than 50 points. All three indexes are now in negative territory for the year. Weeks into the air campaign against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, the Pentagon has finally announced a name for the operation, Inherent Resolve. That's the word from a spokesman for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Colonel Ed Thomas, who says his office was ultimately responsible for the naming decision. Forecasters say Hurricane Gonzalo has strengthened to a Category 4 storm as it churns in the Atlantic. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says Gonzalo has top sustained winds of 130 miles per hour and is about 640 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. A celebrity known for his media commentary may have slipped and shown his real views. Here's senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Media watchdogs are noting that the host of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, may have revealed behind-the-scenes support of the Democratic Party when he appeared to be skewering them for campaign spending. Tim Graham of Newsbusters tells USA Radio News why he thinks Stewart did the bit, but also what he might have accidentally revealed.
I think this means that Jon Stewart's getting too many fundraising emails from the Democrats. The second half of this skit is all the emails he's receiving from the Democrats, and so you have to ask yourself the question, so why is Jon Stewart receiving fundraising emails from the Democrats? That would seem to suggest to me he's been a reliable supporter in the past.
Stewart has long tried to portray himself as not being in the pocket of the Democratic Party. I'm Jason Wirt.
The Air Force's secret space vehicle will return to Earth from its 2-year unmanned mission. The self-driving vehicle is planned to complete its third mission on Tuesday. The Boeing X-37B's mission is to examine reusable spacecraft technologies for America's future in space. The experiment focuses on sending an unmanned Boeing vehicle into space, which is based on NASA's X-37 design. Boeing's spacecraft is the first vehicle since NASA's Shuttle Orbiter with the ability to return unmanned to Earth for further inspection and analysis. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
So this is like talking to Pastor Tom. We don't ever need to see him, but we do anyway, because
it is good to see him.
You know, you're not looking like Burl Ives that much this week. I don't know. Is it because that ponytail's gone? Is that what happened? Folks, he did not have a ponytail. But
he got me there.
But he should have. I mean, he was looking awful cute.
You know, someone actually called me and wanted to know
if you really had
if I had a ponytail.
Well,
I'm going to have to put a
disclaimer on the top of the
360-degree picture of myself on the website just to show that I do not actually have a ponytail.
That'd be a good idea, but you know,
matter of fact, I don't have enough hair hardly to grow a ponytail.
Well, I've seen guys that are bald on top that have a ponytail. In fact, there's two guys on CNBC, they're ex-football players, and they run a hedge fund. And they both have real long ponytails and they're bald. But, you know, they got...
Well, you can get the extensions now.
Oh, boy.
If I had that much hair, I'd do a comb over.
Yeah, boy. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. You know, this is Christian radio, but not all Christians, which I claim to be one. I got baptized, dunked at Calvary Baptist Church in 1982 by Pastor Bill Anderson, who promised me that water be warm. And I thought,
you'll get used to it.
There you go. You say, it's right. But, you know, sometimes a little humor goes a long way. So luckily, Pastor Tom is an easy guy to pick on. What can I tell you? And we have, I'll tell you, Tom, we have enjoyed and gotten more satisfaction out of this program in just the short time we've been here than I think we have in a few years of our other station that we do, which I won't mention, which is WPSL.
Well, you know what they say. Yeah, you always save the best for last.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in trouble. Anyway. Yeah. So it's you know, it's so nice when you get to meet people or talk to them and actually help them.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one today. I was telling Mike earlier. And by the way, folks, the Team Martech Hour is basically a group of six different local professionals. Local means I'm a stockbroker, financial advisor, securities principal, lots of licenses, but I handle money and investments. Mike Paulus, who's sitting here, is a mortgage broker. He's only 25 years in business. Vince Rosino, CPA, here locally, is a forensic CPA. I think he's only 30 or 35 years in business. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. He's here in Port St. Lucie. He's only 35 years in business. And Greg Fasula, attorney. I have known him for 22 or 23 years, and he was an attorney before that, so I'm guessing he's been around at least that long.
He's been one of the founding fathers on the show.
Well, the three founding... Well, I guess we all are fathers, now that I think about it. Thank you. Grandfathers, even. Joe Martech, financial advisor, Greg Fasula, attorney, and Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. And every one of us, and including Mike Paulus, we've really had some heartwarming stories, people that we've been able to help.
Yeah, and we've only been on the show for a short period of time.
Yeah.
We've
Yeah.
We had quite a few people call, and we were able to help quite a few.
It was an interesting thing today. I was talking to this lady today, and she said, you know, God works in mysterious ways, because here it is. I just tuned into that station for the last 5 minutes, and I got you, and this HARP 2 program, which she had not heard about, which Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, said everybody in the world's heard about this.
I've forgotten to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I thought that everybody had taken advantage of of the program.
But?
But apparently not. So we have to get the word out.
So how does this program work, Mike?
Well, the HARP 2 refinance program, and I have to refresh myself because it has been a while since I talked about it. But no, it's a program to help people that are upside down on their mortgage. That means if you owe more than what your house is worth, and you can't refinance because of that. Now, you have to remember, back in 2004, 2005, those interest rates were in the sixes.
Right.
Now, they're in the low fours, quickly approaching in the high threes.
This lady today is over seven.
Yeah. You know, yes. So, if it's the fact that you have no equity in the property, or if you're upside down in the property, if that's stopping you from refinancing, the HARP 2 refinance program may be able to help you.
The HARP refinance program basically says this: as long as you're current, that you're making your payments and you're not behind on your payments, and you've been, is it a year at least?
Yes.
You got to be current?
Mm-hmm.
And you're upside down, you can apply for this. You got to prove that you can pay for it. But of course, if you've been paying for it all this time, all along, the odds are pretty good you can prove that.
Well, chances are, if you were approved at one point with your income at 6%,
right,
and chances are, or you're going to...
She's over seven.
Yeah, so if you're in the sixes or sevens, then you're probably going to qualify at four.
So what happens is you get to refinance, and she says to me, how much money do I have to come up with in cash? And I says, I don't think you have to come up with any.
No, in most cases you don't, because, see, with the HARP 2 refinance program, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're the pseudo-government agencies that back all these loans. They allow you to roll in most of the closing costs, if not all of them. Fannie Mae is pretty generous. They'll let you finance in all the closing costs. Freddie Mac does put a cap on it, but it's pretty generous. It's up to $5,000 in closing costs. That should cover just about everything.
Everybody. 1-888-221-8990. This is a talk program, and we're not the only ones that do the talk. And once in a while, we let Pastor Tom do a little talk, and he kind of hides from it. But I catch him.
We do take phone calls.
We do take phone calls.
So you can do the talking.
888-221-8990. And if you've got any questions to do with the mortgage business, this is a really good opportunity to do them, because there's another program. We had a caller from WCNO. I think this was a week or two ago, and she called up, and I talked to her after the show, and she heard about the USDA program we talked about quickly.
Yes.
And she said, I have seven children, and we want to get out west, chickens and kind of play gentleman farmer with the kids and raise them out there. And I think she did call you.
Yes, she did. And she's still looking around for a property and considering that one property. But the USDA program is actually insured through the Department of Agriculture. Most people are unaware that the Department of Agriculture does mortgages, but what we do is, you know, we'll do 100% financing on approved areas. So not every area is approved to do USDA financing, but the purpose of the program is to service rural and undeveloped areas. All of Martin County qualifies for the program currently. Areas west of the Turnpike and 95 out in St. Lucie County qualify. Very few places qualify in Palm Beach County, but there are little pockets. But it's 100% financing. The mortgage insurance is very, very affordable compared to, you know, say FHA. And also, sometimes you can finance in the closing costs. So we've been very successful in getting people into that program with very little or no money out of pocket.
One of the things about the USDA program, it's got some parameters that say you have to fit the income parameters. In other words, you can't be making $1 million a year, and you can't be desperately poor. You've got to fit into this window.
Yes.
So the window is basically like $30,000 to $100,000, depending on the size of your family. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it's pretty generous there, too, because for a household up to four,
right,
they'll let you earn $75,000. And it's one of the very few programs that does not have a loan cap. Like for conventional financing, you're capped at $417,000. USDA doesn't have any cap. It's just whatever $75,000 in income qualifies you for, that's what you can get.
There you go. Anyway, these are just a couple of programs that the average person doesn't know about. And, you know, I have never, forgive me, Mike, never, and the word never gets you in trouble every time, heard of any bank, mm-hmm. mortgage people, ever talk about the USDA program. Have you?
No, and you know why? It's, and I understand why. It's 100% financing. It's a little bit riskier of a loan to make. And also, you do have to specialize in it because there's a lot of little tweaks that it has, little guidelines that it has for, you know, qualifying for that program. For example, you can't finance a house with a pool. Well, you can, but we can't give the pool any value.
There you go.
So, you know, it's a special program that you have to kind of know what you're doing. You have to know the guidelines of the program, but it's a wonderful, wonderful program. If you put that program side by side with, say, an FHA loan, it's going to be less money up front because it's 100% financing.
Right.
FHA requires 3.5% down. The mortgage insurance is a fraction of what FHA is. So it's going to be less money up front, and your monthly payments are going to be smaller.
Now, mortgage insurance, when people hear this, you're assuming that everybody knows what PMI means rather than I die and I get my mortgage paid for.
Yeah, and somehow people think that this insurance benefits them in some way. It doesn't.
What they call mortgage insurance, it protects the lender mm-hmm. in case you default. The insurance comes in and says, okay, Mr. Lender, we're going to give you X number of dollars and you're only on the hook for Y. So that's what the mortgage insurance covers. So
right.
What Mike is trying to say is that this USDA program is extremely affordable, especially when you take into consideration the fact that there's no money down, mm-hmm. which is a pretty hard thing to find.
Yeah, and you know, I had another listener call me, and they were interested in the USDA program, but that listener already owned one property. She was going to keep that property and use it as a rental property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, the USDA program does not allow you to do that. You can only own one property at a time, or you have to prove that that property is not suitable for your new lifestyle. Say you had a child, and you needed a three bedroom instead of a two bedroom. Well, that would be an acceptable reason to get another USDA loan or an additional property. She didn't fall into that category, but there's another program. If you purchase a HUD home, a FHA-owned REO property, a foreclosed property, they offer those on their website, and you can get into another FHA loan with $100 down payment, just $100 down.
Wow.
So I showed her that website. She found a property. She put a contract on that property. So hopefully that'll all work out.
See? There's different ways to skin that cat, right?
Yes. There's a lot of different
programs for different people.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, and what happens is, and this is where, in our group, where we take individual, independent professionals that are not new in business. Everyone in our group has been around a long, long time. And why is that important? Well, when you're brand new at anything, you don't have any experience. I don't care how much education you have, you just don't have experience. And it's pretty hard to beat experience. It's like being a pastor for 25 years on the radio.
Okay. I thought you were going somewhere.
No, okay. No, I just wanted to see if I could get you to say something. I
was thinking, you talked about a lot of programs that are available to people that are primarily wanting to purchase a property for their own use.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, what about someone out there, maybe they're happy with their home, but they're looking at purchasing a property maybe as an investment. They might want to get into another home as a rental property. Are there any programs, or do they just need to use conventional loans for that?
No, there's some alternatives. This program has since expired at the beginning of this month, but there's other programs like it. There's the Fannie Mae Home Path loan. One of my customers, you know, just couldn't put the 20% together to buy this investment property. But the Fannie Mae Home Path loan allowed for 85% financing. Well, that 5% made a huge difference in that person's life. It was able to, you know, they were able to afford that. We're closing next week on it. And it's just an alternative. See, when you go to some of the big box lenders, you know, some of the large banks.
You mean like Home Depot and
kind of like the
won't be long. It'll be Walmart.
That's right. They offer chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Right.
not everybody likes those flavors. Sometimes you need to have a butter pecan in there.
Or a raspberry, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's important to go to a lender that offers a lot of different options for you. Because, you know what? You may be getting into a transaction. You put a contract on a house. You put your deposit in. You inspected the property. Inspection cost you $500. Now you've applied for your mortgage. Now you're into it for another $500 for the appraisal. So out the door, you're already your deposit, which could be $1,000, your appraisal, your inspection. Now you're in it for $2,000. You're, you know, 3 weeks into the process, and all of a sudden they say, we found something. You're not going to qualify for this program anymore.
Right.
Well, the benefits of dealing with somebody who's independent and has a lot of different programs offers, we can take a left turn or a right turn. We can put you into a different program and save all the money you have invested in this transaction. Because to walk away from that deal, you may get your money back for the deposit, but you're not getting your appraisal inspection money back.
No, right.
So right out the door, you lost $1,000.
Well, we preach it all the time, is that if you're looking to buy a piece of property, and I don't care how strong you think you are, you should go out and find out first if you're going to get approved for the mortgage.
Ben Bernanke didn't do that.
Yeah, that's so funny. Well, he didn't have a job. He got turned down. And so, I have a client of mine, a retired banker, and she knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, hey, I'm going to buy and sell. And I said, okay, fine. What are you going to do for the mortgage? Oh, I know what to do. Don't worry about it, Joan. I was a banker forever and ever. I know exactly what to do. So I said, well, you know, if all things don't work, you remember Mike Paulus here, he's independent. And I'm like, no, Joe, don't worry. I can handle this. Well, 2-3 weeks go by. Joe, you still got Mike's phone number? And I said, yeah, what happened, Phil? I call her Aunt Phil anyway, because she's, anyway, another story. But she said, they turned me down. And I said, really? Then she wanted to tell me the whole long story. Why? Like, I needed to know it, right? And I said, you know, Phil, you don't have to tell me the whole story. She said, tough, listen anyway. And, you know, when you talk to her, how she was. So Mike went and had, you know, even though the other people turned her down, he got her approved and got everything taken care of. But when you work with an independent, and that's what everybody in our group is, we don't work for any one company. We work for the client.
Yeah.
Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Dan's only got 80 some different companies in his house.
Mm-hmm.
So if one of those doesn't fit you, you own a jet airplane or you own a 60-foot boat, because Dan does not do jet airplanes and 60-foot boats. He does.
Yeah.
He does.
I'm very glad he has all those carriers, because I can testify that, you know, my insurance went up from $3,400. I have my insurance with Dan. It went from $3,400 for homeowners insurance to $3,700.
Right.
He shopped it around for me. He was able to get it down to $1,800.
Right.
And then after we wrote the policy up, I got a check in the mail for $300 because they overestimated. So
he's about $1,500.
Yeah.
$1,500 for. Now I'm sure he can't do that for everybody, but no. You know, it's been consistent. I mean, every time my policy expires, he shops it around, he gets me another.
Well, you and I, now maybe we're, because we're insiders, he pretends he's nicer to us, but I don't think so, because I've seen numerous occasions, and like he'll tell you, he can't do it for everybody. In fact, a lot of times he'll say, people call up and he'll say, hey, what you've got is good, stay right where you are. But, you know, when it comes to renewal next time, if it's not good, you call me. Because one of the things that Dan has with his computer system is that automatically when renewals come, if the price goes up, it kicks in an automatic shop, and it shops all of his different companies to see who fits you. And with computers today, the power of a computer is phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
You know, what can be done. So both of us, you know, like last year I got a phone call from Dan's office, and they said, Joe, did you get your car insurance renewal? And I said, no. I said, well, you will. And I said, okay, good. She goes, well, we got something else for you, but it's going to be $400 less. Is that okay? And I said, oh boy, let me just think about this for a long time. $400 less, I don't know if I want to save $400 rather than donate it to an insurance company. Uh-huh. That was a long-term decision. Took 8 seconds.
Or less.
Or less, right. That was pretty simple. But that's I think.
And that's shorter than 15 minutes like Geico.
No kidding. And that's probably the power of what I look for in our group, is that everybody is what I call user-friendly. User-friendly. Greg Fasula, attorney. And Pastor Tom, you got to give a little testimonial a little bit. I mean, have you met I know a lot of attorneys, and I'm sure you've met quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
He happens to be, in my mind, one of the more unique people, because you'd like to have him as a next-door neighbor.
Yeah, I think the word that I would say is humble.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, that was, you know, having done some business with him and done so recently, he redid my will. I had a will that was outdated, needed to be changed, and I went to him, and he was able to take care of that. And in the dealing that I had with him, I thought, this is a humble fella. I mean, he was just kind and courteous and listened, and what I wanted to do, did that what I wanted to do. And
all those things you never heard of before with an attorney. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I've met some attorneys like that before. There's a couple that I know, but, you know.
Are they in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right here in town. Just curiosity.
No, I guess I've had a good relationship with some attorneys.
Yep.
One was in Minnesota. But, you know,
it's cold up there. Several years ago. It keeps them from talking too fast, you know, and they're frozen half the time.
But the thing is that all of the guys that I've met here on this team have been, you know, very nice guys. And, you know, look forward to seeing you guys every week, you know, because I learn something from you. I learn something each week from listening in to this program.
When we started putting the group together, and this has been over 10 years ago now, we don't know exactly when, but we know it was before Hurricanes Francis and Jean. So we're using that as our official start. The game plan was, want local professionals that are not new in business, that have a lot of experience, and have integrity. Now, you know, most people, if we know in Florida, and they've been in business for 5 or 10 years or longer, that's usually kind of a criteria that lets you know that they're not fly-by-nights, not coming and going.
If you lived and you're still in business after that recession, you did something right.
That's it.
You're living a good life.
Well, it's an interesting thing because, you know, how many people do we see come and go? I mean, it's a constant thing.
Mm-hmm.
You find a good mechanic, a good boat mechanic, a good whatever. Normally, to build this reputation takes a good while. And in our little town, which is not that little anymore, but it's still little, you bump into people all the time, and that word of mouth gets around pretty fast. 1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. Any questions you might have today, especially concerning mortgages, today be a good time because Mike Paulus is here. If you want to talk about money, meaning IRAs, 401ks, rollovers, transfers, there's all kinds of different subjects we can talk about because that's what we do.
And if you call, they'll answer your question here live on the air today. That number again, 888-221-8990.
Well, a lot of people don't like to talk on the air, too. So if they call in and they just want to give us their number, we can call them back after the show.
Exactly. And there are people that, you know, thank you, Pastor Tom. We get a few calls every week after the show is over. And
even throughout the week.
Yeah, yeah. And we appreciate that. And, you know, our goal is to and I was telling this new client today from the show, I said, you know, one of the great things about this job, and I thank God every day, I really do, is that I actually get paid to do this, to help people. I mean, this, and you do too, Mike.
Yes.
I mean, it's an absolute wonderful thing. Not everybody gets paid to help people.
Well, you know, my son asked me, do you like your job? And I say, well, sometimes it's really trying. But I tell you what, when you see people go to closing, get the house of their dreams.
Oh, boy.
It's really rewarding.
It is. There are so many times that your heart just feels so good when people are so happy and you watch that smile. You know, it's good. It's like when my last ex-wife left me. Boy, did I smile.
And she did too.
And she did too.
I had to throw that in there, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You know, a question comes up. You know, you're talking about mortgages today and a lot of people out there might be in a situation. I got an email from one of our listeners here this past week who was upside down in his mortgage. He owed more than the house was worth. And he was looking for a way to sell that home to someone else so that he could move on and go to another area.
Mm-hmm.
Someone out there listening today, they might find themselves in that situation. What are some of the avenues of relief to them other than refinancing? Are there other
short sale?
I know one fella that he said I am so upside down in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to call the bank and tell them they can have it.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he did, and he had to declare bankruptcy and he walked away from it. That's not what he wanted to do, but that was a situation that he found himself in that he couldn't find another immediate relief for that. Do you have some ideas for some folks out there?
Well, we talked about the HARP II refinance program, so that, you know, that's meant to give you some relief on the interest rate. But if that's not going to do it, I mean, a lot of people were really devastated in this last recession. I mean, their incomes were cut in half. And if your income is cut in half, you're just not going to be able to afford that, even with a lower interest rate. So, you know, what I would suggest is always, you know, keep the bank in the loop, call them, discuss your situation. I mean, they're very much more open-minded now than they were in the past. I mean, I've heard so many horror stories where the bank wouldn't even talk to you unless you were late on your payment. And we talked about this earlier. You know, and I don't suggest that or condone that at all. But nowadays, they're much more open-minded. If you call them, tell them your situation, work with them, you know, work out a short sale. You know,
let's talk a little bit about Ms. Victoria Lloyd and short sales.
Yes.
And one of her major expertises is how working with these lenders, getting them to approve a short sale.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody knows what a short sale is. It's like the HARP II mortgage, Mike.
Yes. Well, I think everyone has at least heard the term short sale. Well, but then that's when you work out an agreement with the bank to take less than what is owed on the property. So if you owe $150, the house is worth $100. You know, they may be willing to take 80 or 90 because, you know, you still have some closing costs. You have to pay the realtors involved and whatnot. So they'll probably take, you know, 80 or 90 in a scenario like that. But the one thing that's important is you have to understand that you're not going to go out the next day and get another mortgage.
No.
You know, there's a mandatory waiting period.
Now, how long is mandatory for the short sale?
Well, it's different for every different type of loan.
Right.
For conventional financing, a short sale waiting period is 4 years. On FHA, it's 3 years. On VA loans, it's 2 years. So it's different for every different program.
Gotcha.
But one thing that just recently changed is, see, in Florida, you can file a bankruptcy and include a mortgage in a bankruptcy, but the house stays in your name until they go through the foreclosure process.
Right.
So, and that could take a couple of years after the bankruptcy is finalized. So what happens is Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, they all start their waiting periods after the foreclosure date is finished. So that means you file bankruptcy today, your property doesn't get foreclosed on for 3 years, that's when your waiting period starts. But Fannie Mae just, you know, has realized that, hey, in areas like Florida where every property has to go through the court system to get foreclosed, it could take many years. So now they've changed the guideline. Within the last 2 months, it goes by the bankruptcy discharge date now. So if you were turned down for a mortgage in the past because you haven't completed your waiting period for bankruptcy or foreclosure or short sale, all those guidelines have changed recently, so you may qualify now.
See, the short sale, which is the other option, simply means the bank is willing to accept less money than you owe them and let you walk away from it. Now, if you got $1 million in the bank, they're not going to let you walk away from it.
Right.
You've got to pretty much prove you cannot afford that, you know, and that you're trying to do the right thing and not just dump the house on them. And if you can do that, then it works.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 1-888-221-8990.
Just push the green button.
A phone call.
Yeah.
Caller, this is Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes. Hi. My name is Evelyn, and I wanted some information on refinancing. My current situation is that we've tried, my husband and I, to refinance our present mortgage, and we've had no luck with that. So we wanted to get our interest rate lowered, and that's where I needed some help with.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd have to find out what the situation was. Was it credit-related? Was it income-related? Was it equity-related?
I think it wasn't equity-related, no. It was... I think it was related to, well, how can I say this? I more with credit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do you know what your credit scores were offhand?
Somewhere in the fives.
Okay. Now, how long ago was this?
This was last November. We tried with different companies, and they, you know, we send them letters and, you know, explain to them the hardship situation that we're currently having, and you know, we've been making our mortgage payments. It's just that they, for one reason or another, just declined.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you this, with one of the differences that Mike, and he's sitting here being humble right now, which is not really, really hard because Pastor Tom is watching him real hard, is Mike will work with you, and it might take 6 months to get everything cured so you can get approved, but instead of just saying, okay, we're turned down and go walk and forget you, he'll spend the time with you and work with you over a period of time to get you ready so you can qualify.
Yeah, and you have to you have to understand too that you know, a credit score is like a little snapshot in time. Credit scores change over time. Some of the delinquencies or issues that you may have had on your credit report, those items age over time and they have less and less of an effect on your score. Matter of fact, you know, I was just talking to a customer the other day, and you know, I ran their credit report. It was good enough. The credit score was good enough, but you know, with a little tweaking, it could be better and they could get a better loan. So with their situation is they just didn't have any revolving credit, like a credit card. So what I did is I told them to go out and get a revolving account. And I have a software program that could predict what your credit score is if you do certain things. And just opening that account over 1 month increased their score 30 points. So, you know, it's good to take a look at the credit, and we look at the credit score, but we look at things you can do to improve it as well. And there are things that you can do.
Okay.
More important, I'll give you another example. Somebody near and dear to me who wants to buy a house, who owns a house, Mike went ahead and run a credit. Then he's got a computer program. He plugged in variables and said, here's what the credit score will be in 1 year if you do this, this, and this. And then that person would automatically be approved by most lenders because their credit score would be good enough. But it would take, I think it was 9 or 10 months, the time frame to make it all happen.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's what we'll do, if that's okay. Did you mention that you can talk to her off the air and get some information and try to help her?
Yeah, well, can we put you on hold and take your information? And you know, sure. Maybe we can talk about some different scenarios that might be able to help you.
And I think...
Yes, I would like that very much.
Now, your name is Evelyn, right?
Yes, it is.
I think Connie at the front already took your name and number, and Mike will give you a call back after the show, and then we'll see if we can help you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You know, I deal with this scenario every day, and, you know, a lot of people think that just by paying off some older collections, you know, automatically fixes the score, and that's not necessarily the case. I mean, if you had some issues in the past where you've had collections or judgments and whatnot, if you pay off an old collection account that might be 5 years old, that could actually hurt your credit score, because that paying off the debt is actually a new occurrence on that account. And
isn't it weird though? See, yeah. The logic isn't there, but this is the rules.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, I have contracts with credit companies that where they allow me to go in and use their software. We can go in and we can tinker with the credit. We can say, okay, we can pay down this credit card. We can open up a new credit card. What will this have on your credit score? What effect it will have in a month, in a year? And, you know, it's pretty accurate. If you do those things, those changes, it will change your credit score.
Let's play Mythbusters here for a minute. I heard that through the grapevine that if you wanted to improve your credit score, they look at your total amount of credit mm-hmm. that you're utilizing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have three accounts and you're using 30% of your credit. That if you open another credit line, but you don't use it, then it shows that you're only using 20% of your available credit. Your credit score goes up. Is that correct?
That is correct. What they do is, When you look at revolving debt, credit cards, you know, store credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, when you start approaching your credit limit, that really starts to hurt your credit score. So you mentioned 30%, and that is the magic number. If you can keep your overall revolving debt below 30%, that will increase your credit score.
See, so if you're at 35%, just by opening another credit line,
it might
lower that percentage, and your credit rate could jump 8-10 points.
Exactly. Yep. And you know what? And the same holds true for not having any revolving debt. I mean, some people just don't like debt, and I understand that. But in our mortgage world, that's the only thing we can go by. So, you know, just like I mentioned this customer, you know, a couple minutes ago, this person had a lower credit scores, but all their credit was pretty good, but none of it was revolving. Just by opening up a revolving account will help her score.
We got another phone call here. This looks like your caller. This is Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Hello?
Hello, calling for Tom Creighton.
You are? Well, Tom's sitting right here.
No, that's not. Okay. That's not a. We're on the air, and I'll ring you back.
Is that okay? He'll call you right back.
Yeah, that's not for the program.
Well, we got another one.
Okay, we'll try that call.
We'll try this one.
Okay.
All right, front desk.
Yo.
It's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe. I got a question. I had a 30-year mortgage. I got 20 years left.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about refinance. My rate now is 5.75,
mm-hmm.
and they're offering me a rate at 4.75. Is that?
Are you taking another 30-year, or are you getting into a 20-year?
It's another 30, and I really didn't want to do that. I kind of wanted to knock it off, you know?
Well, that rate, even for a 30-year, it depends on your scenario. I mean, I can't say that that's a good rate or a bad rate because I really don't know anything about you. But what I would suggest you do is, really investigate a 15-year because, see, the 20-year interest rate is really based on the 30-year rate. So you don't get much of a discount for a 20-year term. But a 15-year, you can get 0.5%, maybe even 0.75% lower than the 30-year. So, I would say whatever you do, well, first of all, let's step back. How much do you owe on your mortgage?
110.
Yeah, for that much of a difference, I would really look at refinancing. I think it would benefit you if you're going to keep the property. And I would really look at a 15-year because you could probably get into the 3.5 range on a 15-year.
So if you had a 3.5% mortgage, your payment might be pretty close to what you're paying now, but obviously you haven't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I kind of like that.
If you want, Mike can give you a call off the air and he can find out ahead of time what will fit you and see if he can make it work.
Yeah, I would love to.
What we'll do is I think our girl Connie's got your name and number, and what we'll do, he'll give you a call back after the show and we'll see if we can help you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I love the 15-year term.
I know.
I had a 30-year mortgage, and about 8 years ago, I refinanced to a 15-year mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
My payment went down because of the interest rates.
Right.
But the amount of interest I'm saving.
Yeah. Oh, it's fortunate.
And you're pretty happy with that.
I'm tickled to death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I made that. I was sold on the 30-year fix. I'm a mortgage guy, so I'm... I know all the lingo and how to talk people into everything, but if you took a 30-year loan, you can pay it off early, but I can tell you that nobody does. I mean, everyone starts off with great intentions,
and there's some tricks about, even with a 15-year mortgage, if you make an extra payment a year,
mm-hmm.
you can cut a few years off the loan.
Yeah, there you go.
But the good thing is it's like a forced savings plan. I mean, if you take a 15-year, you have to make your 15-year payment. So you're going to have that house paid off in 15 years. And that's a blink of an eye. I mean, you'll wake up tomorrow in 15
years. At your age,
Tom,
I mean, that's even a quick blink.
No.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Well, we got a couple of good calls here.
And when you call in, Connie will get your name and number, and then she'll pass you along to us. And
yeah.
Joe and Mike will answer any question you have. Today we're talking particularly about mortgages.
Yeah.
And I took a 15-year mortgage a couple of years ago now because, my interest rate was in the upper fives. I refinanced 2 years ago, 2.75%.
Wow.
I'm just tickled pink. I'm never prepaying that.
No kidding. Hey, we also have another caller. Let me get this caller. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, Joe, my name is Marie, and I've been hearing about the helping clear out when you have a low credit score.
Right.
Well, I have a company that's been trying to call me, Lexington Company, and they're charging $90 a month, and I don't want to pay that. I've been holding back.
Yeah.
And I was interested in hearing of all the things that, that could be done in order to increase the rate for the credit score.
Yeah.
I would be very interested, like that lady, to talk to you, because it's one thing that I want to do is to increase my credit score.
Yeah.
You're talking about one of the credit counseling companies are going to charge you a
fee?
There's
a lot of
$99
yeah,
there's, a month.
There's a lot of companies out there that are credit restoration companies, and what they do is they charge either a large upfront fee to massage your credit back into shape, or what they do is they charge a monthly fee like they're offering you. You know, I generally don't deal with companies like that. I do recommend one company because they will charge you a fee, but they only charge you a fee for what they remove. And I like that whole idea a whole lot better than just blindly sending a check to somebody. So, you know, I can refer you to that, but there's a lot of things you can do on your own to fix your credit report. And, you know, a lot of these companies, what they do.
I like that idea, to do it on my own, to be proactive in my own problem. You know what I mean? So the next time it will teach me how to not get into that dilemma.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you might do. We've got your name and number, and what we'll do, Mike will give you a call after the show or tomorrow. And see if he can counsel you a bit and how to do this without going through one of these companies. Is that fair?
That would be wonderful. I really appreciate it.
That's what Mike is, such a good guy. I can hardly stand him myself. You know, he's
I truly do
my
enjoy.
Prayers are going up for him tonight.
Okay, good.
You know, I truly love, you know, helping people with credit issues. I mean, believe me. First of all, I have to say that I am not a credit counselor,
and
that's not my position.
But you're in the business with credit, and you really understand.
Yeah, and I understand it. I can kind of point you in the right direction, what will help your scores and whatnot, you know. But the one thing, you know, that a lot of these credit counseling services or rehab, credit rehab
they're making
folks,
a fee.
They're making a fee, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But what they do to fix the credit scores is they just blindly dispute things on your credit report.
Yeah.
Well, we've caught on to that in the mortgage industry.
Right.
That does help your credit score if you dispute things, because it takes those items out of the credit score criteria. So when you apply for a mortgage and you have disputes on your credit report, we require that you remove those disputes. So that's not going to be the trick to fixing it.
You hang on. I'll tell you what, we don't even have to hang on. We've got your name and number, and Mike will give you a call back, if not today, sometime tomorrow, and see if he can help you.
That'll be fine. If not today, tomorrow after 12 o'clock, if it's okay with your schedule, that'll be wonderful.
Very good.
You can give me your name, and I'll call you back, because I work in the morning from 6 in the morning.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening and calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we've got about 10 minutes left today, so if you're out there listening and you have a question for Joe or Mike, the number here is toll-free, 888-221-8990.
There we go, 1-888-221-8990.
Hey, Joe, what's happening in the financial markets? Because it has been chaotic out there.
Well, you know what's happening is kind of crazy. It's called, you know, we've been talking about a correction for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? We might actually be getting it. And whenever there's a correction means the market's going to go down 10%. Usually it means the market was a little bit too high to start with and stocks were overpriced and everybody's getting into euphoric, thinking things are going to be wonderful. Well, we got things that are happening in the world that are not so good. Ebola, big problem.
ISIS.
ISIS on all of the Arab countries, not so good. The European countries are either in or slipping into a recession. There's a whole bunch of problems, and it's coming back to haunt us. America happens to be the best house right now, not necessarily the best street, but we happen to be the best one. So it's coming back to haunt us a little bit. And then on top of all of that, oil, which again, this is a wonderful problem for everybody except people that have oil stocks.
Oil's going down.
Oil prices are going down because all of a sudden they're making too much oil. Can you believe that?
But that has something to do with the dollar, the strength of the dollar as well.
Strength of the dollar on an international basis.
It's come up just a little bit.
Well, but here comes the problem with it. There have been many occasions in the past where all of a sudden the price of oil would plummet for a very short period of time and then it would rebound and go up even higher than it was. They're talking about an oil glut, but quite honestly, we're using more oil today than we ever have. But the growth in oil is not as rapid as it was because of conservation efforts and the fact that we in America are producing all the oil we need. Wasn't supposed to happen until 2020 or so, but all of a sudden we seem to be able to make all that we need. So we're into a little bit of a shakeout period. It just makes life more interesting. In the meantime, we've got another caller here. Let's take this. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes. My name is Shirley, and my income has just dropped by two-thirds. I own my own home. I have a first mortgage of $37,100 and a second mortgage of $18,500. And I know the house is worth at least $125,000. My income just dropped, you know, so I don't know what to do except to refi or reverse mortgage or sell it.
I love the reverse mortgage idea if you're 62 or over.
I'm 65.
Okay. Well, it's something to consider. It's not for everybody, you know, but there's quite a few benefits to it. Reverse mortgage, for everyone who doesn't know what that is, it's when we give you a loan against your house if you meet the age requirement, which is over 62. If you have a lot of equity in your house, then we would lend you the money. There's no need to repay it. There's interest that accumulates. It's not a free loan, but it could really increase your way of life.
Especially when you lose two-thirds of your income. If all of a sudden you don't have a house payment anymore, that makes a world of difference.
Sure, and in
your
situation,
get to stay in your house.
You get to stay in it. Your house. It's always your house.
Yeah, and then plus, you know, you have so much equity in your house that you can probably pay off your first mortgage, your second mortgage, and walk away with cash. If that's not in your interest, if you don't want any additional cash, then what they'll do is they'll give you a line of credit. So, and in the future, if your roof goes, if your air conditioning goes, then you can tap into the line of credit to make those repairs.
Well, the only problem I had, I did talk to one person about a reverse mortgage, and the fees were $8,000.
The fees are much higher on a reverse mortgage than a forward mortgage, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, this is a loan that's not going to go down in principal balance. It's going to increase. So over your lifetime, if you live to 95 years old, that balance can double, easily double. So then what happens is we have to file our liens against the property, our mortgages against the property, based on what its highest proposed loan balance. So there's closing costs that are based on that. There's your dock stamps and tangible tax. You have to get title insurance on a much higher figure than you're actually getting. That's why I said it's a very expensive loan to get into. It can, so it's not a short-term fix, it's a long-term fix. And it's only going to benefit you if you're going to keep in that property for a very long period of time. I always say if it's your last stop, then consider it. If you're only going to keep the property for 5 or 6 years, that is not the loan to consider.
Well, I've been here for over 30, so
yeah.
I don't want to leave the home.
Mm-hmm. Well, if your intention is to stay there, I would at least consider it.
What we can do is this. We've got your name and number. Let Mike give you a call, if not today, tomorrow, and you guys can talk about it and let him run the parameters by you and see if it can make it work for you.
Okay. Well, when this guy told me there was a 2.3% interest, what is that interest based on?
Well, what they do, there's different types of reverse mortgages. There's fixed rates, there's adjustables, and there's annual adjustables, and there's monthly adjustables. So there's all kinds of different programs out there. But probably what he was talking about is the adjustable version of that. It's a line of credit, like I had mentioned. It's based on the LIBOR index. Whatever that index is, you add on to the margin, and that's your fixed rate portion of your loan.
So it would change.
It would change. And that is a concern to people because everyone is deathly afraid of adjustables. However, you have to consider that you're not going – more than likely, you're not going to be the one paying this loan back. It's going to be paid back by the equity in the house. So it's sometimes not as important as you think to get the best interest rate on that.
The other side of the coin you got to think about is this. Now, a lot of parents today, they want to leave money to their children. Now,
right.
I'm going to ask you just a real quick question. I'm assuming if you're 60, how old do you say you were?
65.
Are your parents still alive?
My mother.
Okay. Do you think your mom's going to leave you any money when she passes?
No.
See, what I'm trying to say is there was almost no such thing in the generation before ours that people left money. So now all of a sudden parents say, I want to leave money to my kids. But the reality is this, you have to live in the meantime and maintain a decent standard of living. And the worst thing that can happen on a reverse mortgage is that when you die 20 years from now, there's no equity in the house, but there's no liability to your children.
Okay.
Yeah, so, they're not going to be responsible for repaying this.
Nobody's responsible. So, literally, you get to live in your house, and all you have to pay is taxes and insurance and maintain your property like you would anyway. I think it's the greatest thing since chocolate milk.
And I'm not saying not to shop a reverse mortgage loan around, too, because that margin on that loan is negotiable. That's the that is what the lender has control over. And that margin, the smaller that margin is, the more they're going to lend you, and the less interest you're going to pay on that loan over the lifetime of it.
So if you agree,
but you said there is a fixed available.
There is a fixed available. It has some pluses and minuses, and I don't know if that's going to benefit you. But we can, you know, I would suggest we look at all the options and see what is right for you.
Okay.
Because there's a lot more questions that we have to ask the customer too. So
we're running out of time here. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Hey, you've got about 2.5 minutes.
Mike's got your number. And what we'll do is, after the show or tomorrow, he'll give you a call, and you two can talk about it over the phone, and you guys can beat it up a little bit and see if they can make it work for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you. 1-888-221-8990.
And you better call quickly, because we're out of time.
We're out of time.
You can call after the show, though.
You can.
You can
call after the show. Pastor Tom will take you, or Connie, and then what we'll do, we will actually take this call right now. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Oh, good. My name is Caesar, and I have a 401k plan, and I'm 73, and I'm ready to retire from this job.
Right.
And I would like to find out what's the best way to handle it, to change from the 401k plan to something else.
That's really what I do, Caesar. That's a real normal question. In fact, I met a lady today for lunch. It's exactly the same question we had. If you can, we're out of time here, but we've got your name and number, and if it's okay with you, I'll give you a call back after the show, and we'll talk about it on the phone and see if we have some options for you.
Okay, who am I talking to?
Joe Martek.
Okay, Joe. That's great.
Thank you, Caesar.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you. Bye now, and God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, you got 1 minute, so roll up the tent.
Well, you know, here's what happens. The 401k, this is a real normal situation. The person leaves their employer. They roll that into what's called an IRA, an individual retirement account. Now, that account can be with a stockbroker. It can be with an insurance company. It can be with a bank. You can have it all kinds of different ways. In fact, today, ladies specifically, we were talking about an annuity contract that really might fit her. So, everybody's got a different thing, and you need to find out what their goals are, as we all know, Mike, what people are trying to accomplish, and then we see if we can make it fit. 1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. We don't have time to talk to anybody, but Pastor Tom or Connie will take it, and we will get back to you as fast as humanly possible. And we're getting the flash cards at us. We're down to 15 seconds.
Not yet.
Wait a minute. You're kind of holding that. Now we're down to 15 seconds. Hey, I want to thank everybody for the calls today, and
It was a great show.
And thank you so much for...
You're going to be on vacation the next 2 weeks.
Well, kind of, but I think we'll be here anyway helping you raise money.
All right, good.
You know, because it's not a bad thing. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah, they're going to do their fundraising.
You've been listening to the Team Martek program. The Team Martek program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martek. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martek program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martek is available at 772-229-0114.
que habita la eternidad y su nombre es el Santo.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City.